Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 257.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. Cornwall.
The Celtic Invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. My heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic invasion, so he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a vacay, a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Ah!
Fun fact.
Little known fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Root Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
The morn was fair, the skies were clear, no breath came o'er the sea. When Mary left her highland court, and she wandered forth with me. Though flowers decked the mountainside, and fragrance filled the vale, by far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. The rose of Allendale, the rose of Allendale, by far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Where'er I wander, east or west, though fate began to lour, a solace still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Though tempest launched our gallant bark and rent our shivering sail, one maiden form withstood the storm, 'twas the rose of Allendale. The rose of Allendale, the rose of Allendale, one maiden form withstood the storm, 'twas the rose of Allendale. Thank you.
And when my fevered lips are parched on Afric's burning sand, she whispered hope of happiness and tales of distant lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gale. Had fate not linked my lot to hers, the Rose of Allendale. The Rose of Allendale. The Rose of Allendale. Had fate not linked my lot to hers, the Rose of Allendale. The Rose of Allendale. The Rose of Allendale. Had fate not linked my lot to hers, the Rose of Allendale.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is David, and that first song was Rose of Allendale by Black Oak Shillelagh from Ouch! The Places We've Been.
Greetings, I'm Serena. We are here at the Medieval Fair in Norman, Oklahoma.
Besides our two sponsors, we have the support of Jesse Linder as an honorary minion.
This is so cool.
Why is the Medieval Fair of Oklahoma cool?
Menagerie.
We have camels, elephants, snakes, a petting zoo, a singing executioner, two ladies sword fighting, pirates.
So a Doctor Who with a mop.
He's cleaning up.
Yes.
And we have an abundance of dogs.
Yes, we do. Some of the dogs even have costumes on, which is cool.
You know what else we have?
Fugly. Yes, we got to meet Fugly in person for the first time, which is kind of rare because most of the Minion volunteers don't know each other.
Fugly is out right now talking to Black Oak Shillelagh. Let's go out to the field.
Here we are back behind the scenes at the Medieval Fair of Norman with Black Oak Shillelagh, and they're going to tell us why they do what they do. But first, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Kevin Fitzgerald, also known as Kevin the Whistler, with Black Oak Shillelagh.
I'm Rebecca the Fiddler, also known as Rebecca Grotz, and I fiddle and do vocals with Black Oak Shillelagh.
I'm Roger Graham, and I'm the lead vocalist and guitar player for Black Oak Shillelagh.
What sort of interesting interactions have you had this weekend alone at this fair?
We'll start with me. I am a music teacher, and invariably I see at least one person that I've seen in a classroom. First show, first day, three of my middle school band students were right there going, hi, you know. So they got to listen to me do my kind of thing, and then they came over, and it was probably a rather abrupt change for them because on stage I'm a very different person from in front of a class.
It's always kind of funny because you run into a lot of people that you've known from other fairs or other situations, and they come out and you don't recognize them for a little bit, but you have to act like you do, and then you smile and nod. Then it dawns on you who they are. Yeah, you smile and nod, and then it dawns on you who they really are.
Roger's the same as mine, pretty much, just seeing people I don't get to see except once a year out here. And it's so much fun.
All right. Well, that was a moment with Black Oak Shillelagh. Now back to you, Captain and Serena.
Thank you, Fugly, for the behind the scenes with Black Oak Shillelagh.
The next song up is Raggle Taggle Gypsy by Tris Gillian.
Yeah. off her silk finished gown, put on hose and led the road. There was a cry all around the door. She's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy. Oh, it was late last night when my lord came home, crying for his lady, oh. The servants said on every hand, she's gone with the raggle-taggle gypsy. Oh,
time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
The best Renaissance Festival in the U.S., according to Travel Channel. If you want to know what their list of best Renaissance festivals are, with jesters, jugglers, rides, and more to spend a fun weekend at one of the largest Renaissance festivals in the U.S., check out TravelChannel.com. Renfest TV is a brand new video podcast that will be releasing episodes currently. If you go to renfest.tv/renfest, you can watch a trailer. This Renfest TV show is about trying to make the Renaissance Festival more historically accurate. Life in a medieval castle. Medieval drinks. During the Middle Ages, alcohol was preferred to water due to the dirtiness of the water. Alcoholic beverages were viewed as more natural and better. If you want to find out more about drinking alcohol at medieval times, you can check out the website at castlesandmanorhouse.com. And as always, you can get a hell of a lot more news over on our Facebook page. If you have any news, you can email it to us, renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478 727-8537. And that will do it for the news for this week. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
In bronze, a hawk among the sparrows of the inland highlands with the power to shed his bonds. He learned from a witch how to gather the mists and target soldiers into the sea. When he left behind 10 elders, he faced the mystery. Apprenticed to silent Ojion, impatiently he hungered for more. So he sailed on the shadow from Andrehes to be schooled on a distant shore. On the Isle of Roke, a dark shadow awoke from a rift between enemies, that left behind a scar to mar the face of mystery. Silence, hear the word. In darkness, see the light. And only in the dying can there be new life. High above, the hawk may fly freely on the open breeze. Only then, by keeping still, do we chase the mystery. Of the archipelago on Pandora's distant shore, there a clutch of dragons called forth Evo to pledge his word. Yet onward still, beyond his will, shadow of his destiny was ever creeping closer as he raced the mystery. Silence, hear the word. In darkness, see the light. And only in the dying can there be new life. High above, the hawk may fly freely on the open breeze. And so too, each one of us must
last song was Deed of Sparrowhawk by Fugly from Mistakes. Fugly has saved the day. As a matter of fact, he's out there right now. And who is he talking to, Serena?
He's talking to Tullamore.
Once again, we are at the Norman Medieval Fair, and we are here with Tullamore, who are going to answer some of those interesting and telling questions about the fair. Please introduce yourselves.
Mary Hanover.
Mark Clavey.
Rachel Gaither.
Would you share with us what you like about this festival?
Well, one of the things that I like the most about it is that the college operates it as a student activity, and that, like, the entire community benefits from this basically being a student activity, and it's one of the only free festivals that I know of, and they have so many people come to this show.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, I love the fact that it's a walk-on, walk-off, that there's no, you know, there's no fence around, and so people literally just can come out and spend a half an hour or all day or all weekend, and it's just fantastic. It's great people watching, but it's also great for us as performers being able to engage with this kind of an audience.
Amplification really helps a lot.
Yeah. Yes, amplification is great, and it keeps us from getting too exhausted. It's very exhausting to try to work without amplification for a large audience. And they take really good care of the performers and the musicians and the audience. Like they said, it's great to get to see a big audience even, and array of people from all different walks of life. It's great.
Yeah. Good. What is your most interesting interaction with a patron that you've had at fair, any fair?
I like the one where we were in the middle of a song, and we were singing for an intimate audience, and this is a particular song that we do called Bonnie Susie Cleland, which sounds really, really happy, but if you actually listen to the storyline, it gets to a point where all of a sudden things go terribly, terribly wrong, and there was
things go south,
and there was this group that was avidly listening, and as soon as we hit that dramatic punchline, so to speak, the woman in the middle burst into tears.
And I looked broke her. It's like, oh my god!
I think he was completely taken aback. I mean, inside we're all going, yeah.
You know, that,
outside we're like, oh my gosh.
When you're doing folk music, you want to reach people, but we didn't really want to reach her so hard.
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting moment, for sure.
Well, thank you for your time, and now we will send you back to the castle.
Thank you, Fugly. Now let's go listen to a song from Tullamore. The next song is Patty's Lamentation from Two to Get Ready.
My little farm of land, and I will parted. And my sweetheart bid me give, sure I'll never see. For I left her there that morning broken hearted. So here's you boys, take my advice. To a man, hey, I'll have you not be faring. There's nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin.
old hurricane cell door. Our fortunes to be making, we were thinking. But when we got to Yankee land, they shoved a gun into our hands, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Or lose your head. Every murdered soul of you will get a pension. Well, in the war I lost my leg. All I've now is a wooden peg. And I swear it is the truth to you I mention. So here's you boys, take my advice. To a Medicaid I'll have you now be barren. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. In an island, the country I delight in. And with the devil I do say, curse America. For I'm sure I've had enough of their heart biting. So here's you boys, take my advice. To America I'll have you now be barren. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. So here's you boys, take my advice. To America I'll have you not be barren. There is nothing here but war, where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Yes, I wish I was at home. I wish I was at home. Yes, I wish I was at home in dear old Erin.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. More to the point, what does that really mean? We're used to advertisements all around us, and that can leave us with an often jaded and suspicious worldview. But sponsorship goes deeper than that. It implies a relationship between broadcaster and client. For true sponsorship, there must be a commonality of interests and goals. Although it is paradoxically pieced together from recordings, the ultimate aim of this podcast is to support live, fair entertainment through the appreciation of the music and the performing artists of Renaissance festivals. By both preserving the traditions of the music and highlighting new material in the genre, we not only help preserve the romanticism of the past, but we encourage fantasy, creative thinking, and hopefully the appreciation of other arts as well. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. You can support this podcast by telling others about it. And you can also become an official patron. They even offer perks for that, like an extended podcast and CDs from their library. Finally, you can directly support live entertainment by attending events like the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, by buying entertainer products like audio and video recordings, and by tipping your performers and letting them know that you support their work.
The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
Dreamed of Marie, but a great gale blew down, the good ship ran aground, and her crew was cast in the drain. Black Sam paid the toll, and the sea took his soul, and his gold in the sand it did sing. There's a tale that is told by seafaring men bold, a tale as old as the sea. Of the terrible sound when the widow went down and drowned Black Sam Bellamy. Then high over the gale there went up a wail, lost souls in a terrible groan. But the sound heard above was the one from Sam's love, as she saw his corpse there on the stone. Now she walks every day in the sand by the bay, and she watches each ship on the tide. For the people all say how she went mad that day when she found her sweet pirate had died. There's a tale that is told by seafaring men bold, a tale as old as the sea, of the terrible sound when a widow went down and drowned Black Sam Bellamy.
The Ballad of Sam and Marie by the Bilge Pumps from Idiocracy.
Harvey the Corman is one of my favorite pirates.
Yes, he is a salty dog with years of tales to tell.
I like his tale of the tail.
Let's let Harvey tell the tale of the tail.
Fine.
Let's go back to Fugly in the field.
We're here at the Medieval Fair of Norman. We have a couple of the bilge pumps with us. Please introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Harvey the Corman, ship's doctor, the only pirate OBGYN on the seven seas. It's a little service that we offer the ladies in port. The men hate it when I practice at sea.
I can see.
I am Splice the Rigger, swinging through the lines.
What is your most interesting interaction with a patron at any fair?
Well, I've told this story in the past. We were at the Seabrook Music Festival in the rain, and we had just finished a set, and we're standing watching a caricaturist in a vendor's tent, when suddenly I felt a hand on my derriere, and I turned around, and this nice lady was smiling at me, and she said, nice buns. And I went, thank you. And as she walked away, I looked back at the bandmates, and I said, okay, who is it? I know I'm being set up. And they looked honestly shocked and said, we don't know. We thought you knew her. And that's when I found out that patrons for music groups at fairs are very friendly.
Yeah, I've got to say, they are. I had a group of patrons apparently take a liking to me and attempt to purchase me from the bilge pumps to go home with them rather than home to Dallas. Was unsuccessful, but the attempt was certainly amusing.
And one last question. Can you tell me your most embarrassing moment at fair?
Well, mine happened right here at this fair, back when the time change used to occur on this weekend. And so I had left on a Saturday night, gone back to the hotel, had fine dinner, went to sleep, and got up at the time my alarm was set, having completely forgotten to set my clock ahead 1 hour. And so I arrived, I thought, a half an hour before showtime, only to realize the show was half over as I walked onto stage. They've never let me live that one down.
Well, there you have it, Captain and Serena. Don't forget to spring forward and fall back. Now back to you in the castle.
Donald Hanley played the glass harp. It consists of many different water glasses, and each one made a different note as he played them.
Let's play some music by Donald Henley.
Here is Donald Henley playing Glass Stories.
While the poor buggers drop, come by and say true. We'll sing you a song of the chances you miss and the love that went wrong. If you can stand a whiskey, stand us a pint. We'll knock it right down and sing half the night. As long only lads as you don't piss them off, come by as the truth. We'll sing you a song of the chances you miss and the love that went wrong. If you can stand a whiskey, stand us a pint, we'll knock it right down and sing half the night. Drink it down, boys, as long as there's life in the day. For you'll get no more sup when your number is up and they lay the rod in the clay.
to sing songs meant to honor the fair and the king. The music here fills us with love and good cheer, and all that we lack is a really coherent compliance and dream. We'll sing you a song of the chances you missed and the love that went wrong. If you can't stand the whiskey, stand the supply. We'll knock it right down and sing half the night. To tell you the truth, you shortened me days, you wasted me youth. You're kind to my health, sir, do it no harm. Put a pint of the black on the end of the arm and buy us a drink. We'll sing you a song of the chances you missed and the love that went wrong. If you can't stand the whiskey, stand us a pint. We'll knock it right down and sing half the night. Oh, buy us a drink. Sing you a song of the chances you missed and the love that went wrong. If you can't stand the whiskey, stand this a pint. We'll knock it right down and sing half the night.
With the mermaids of the medieval fair of Norman, one of the favorite parts of many a fairgoer. And I'd like to ask you, mermaids, I'm sure that you're never asked, what is your favorite part of the fair? Oh, that's quite embarrassing. I'm your favorite part? Well, coincidentally, you're my favorite part, too. Oh, and Harvey the Corman's backside. Yes, I've heard that can be quite amazing at times. Well, you heard it here, folks, at the Medieval Fair of Norman. I'm Fugly, and this has been The Mermaid's Tale.
While traveling through these lands of the West, beside my campfire I took my rest. I dreamed a dream that shook my head concerning King and the nation he once led. I saw the ships from Saxon shores with dragon sails and blood-red oars. I saw the blades and flashing spears, and I heard weeping of unnumbered tears. Saw that banner bright as our Pendragon joined the fight, defending hand and hearth and home. He drove the Saxons into the foam. A king he was fit for this land, sharp sword in a kindly hand, a friend to folk of all degree, a noble sovereign in every quality. But now once more we live in fear, as our king lies on his golden bier. And high and low must bide their time by Merlin's counsel as we wait for the sign. A king must reign not just by might, but by his service to the cause of right. Will such a monarch e'er be seen? For our hope proved nothing but a feudal dream.
That last song was King Uther by Lee Agnew from Sounds from the Village of Carlisle.
Lee Agnew's very talented.
Here is a recording at the Last Huzzah Saturday night. He wrote the song in honor of the 40th anniversary of the fair here in Norman, Oklahoma.
For those of you who are familiar with Sir Dilladan, a previously obscure balladeer and poet of the Arthurian era, you may not know that he not only wrote adaptations of the Arthurian legends, he wrote tributes to fairs. As a matter of fact, he wrote this one for this fair right here. And this is especially for all the performers and performing groups that have given their magic to this fair for the past 40 years and are working on the next 40. And I would also like to thank Carol from Emerald Flame helping me out on the harmonies. How many swords must a squire polish up before you can call him a knight? And how many seams must a young maid sew while she's staying up through the night? Yes, and how many times must we say very well before we stop saying all right? The answer, I swear, we'll get it right at fair. The answer is we'll get it right at fair. How many times will we run through the show before we call it a day? Yes, and how many times will we dance the black nag before we recall how to hay? Yes, and how many jousts will we joust till we know that the horses will go the right way? The answer, I swear, we'll get it right at fair. The answer is we'll get it right at fair. 'Cause how many times do we get to dress up and act like we're all slightly nuts? And how many patrons will watch us perform and realize that we've got the guts? Come sun or come rain, will we gripe and complain, or will we go on out and kick butt? The answer, I swear, we'll get it right at fair. The answer is we'll get it right at fair. The answer, I swear, we'll get it right at fair. The answer is we'll get it right at fair.
Thank you. That was an impressive song. Another band I enjoyed was Breezes. As a matter of fact, Fugly is with them now.
We're here at the Medieval Fair of Norman, and I'm talking with Breezius. Please identify yourselves, guys, for their listening audience.
I'm EJ, the piper.
I'm Al Coffrin, the string player.
I'm Darbuka Dave, I'm the drummer.
What do you like best about the Medieval Fair of Norman?
The thing that's great about this Medieval Fair is that they treat us great as artists. They give us wonderful hospitality. They pay us, which is really nice, and it's free to the public. So I think that's a wonderful combination in that the festival provides the patronage.
Okay, now we're going to ask you that all-telling one, your most embarrassing moment at fair.
This Darbuka Dave, I have a pretty good one. Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival one year on that big stage, the Globe Theater replica stage. I was with a different act, and we had this thing where I would do like a Jimi Hendrix-type drum solo and drop to my knees in a slide at the end. I had forgotten that these pants that I had didn't exactly fit right, so I dropped to my knees in the slide, and the crotch of the pants ripped open, like wide open. Luckily, I was wearing clean underwear, but it was still quite a show for the people in the front row.
Very well, then. I would like to also ask you if you have any interesting stories with the patrons at any of your fairs.
Well, this is EJ again. This is EJ again. Sorry, when I was first starting out in the fairs, I had come from a tradition of playing the bagpipes in a very strict way with really strict technique. And I didn't realize that anybody who came up and asked me how to play the bagpipes, not all of them knew how to play. And I learned pretty quick that just because somebody says, hey, I play the bagpipes, doesn't mean you should hand them your bagpipe and allow them to blow on it. Because I had some kind of slobbery people making some cat noises on my pipes and had to watch them do that earlier.
Never let a stranger slobber on your pipes. Right. Good That's idea. Right.
And now back to the Captain and Serena.
Thanks, Fugly, for that great interview. The next song is Chick Pipers by Breezius from O'Carillon's Concerto.
Over by the riverside, three young maidens dancing a ring.
Yesterday I lost it here.
Yesterday she lost it here.
The cap you gave to me last year.
The cap you gave to me last year. You took it though.
That isn't so.
Where did it go?
How should I know?
Over by the river. Over by the riverside, three young girls are gaily dancing. Over by the riverside, three young maidens dance in a ring. Took it though.
That isn't so.
Where did it go?
How should I know?
Over by the river.
Three young maidens dance in a ring.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Hi!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the Ladies of the Tower. We're here to bring you a little bit of history from our ivory tower, perhaps. Nicole, have you ever met a pirate?
No! Are you saying there's one here right now?
No, there's clearly not. We're the only two people in this room.
No.
Did you know that there were lady pirates?
No, I'd prefer a gentleman, but I guess I'll kiss a lady pirate as well. If she's kidnapping me, that is.
Well, I want to tell you a bit about the Irish pirate queen, Grace O'Malley.
She sounds saucy.
Oh, indeed she was. She pillaged and protected the coasts of Ireland. She even met with Queen Elizabeth I to sue for her familial land rights.
Oh, so famous.
But she also did some shady things, like allegedly kidnapping the heir of the Earl of Hoth. Why do you think she would do such a thing?
To kiss them?
Not everything is about kissing. She was denied hospitality by the Earl of Hoth and demanded as ransom for his son that he set an extra setting at each meal at Hoth Castle in order to prove that he truly was hospitable.
Well, he obviously wasn't, and that's very rude, so I fully support her in this endeavor.
Perhaps it is a legend, perhaps it never happened, but I think it's an awesome story and a good rumor, and we should definitely spread it.
Can we set an extra place for her tonight?
Sure, we can try.
Maybe she'll show up finally, like Elijah.
For more tantalizing tales about the life of Grace O'Malley, you can tune in to our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
But if Elijah shows up, do I have to kiss him too?
Well, I'm Harvey the Corman, ship's doctor. A great deal of discussion these days about the fact that a man can die from drinking too much. So the problem is that the blame is almost always placed on whiskey. Why, a man can die from drinking too much of anything, water, milk, soft drinks. So as long as the specter of death lurks in the heart of any man who goes through the mere act of swallowing, I'll make mine whiskey.
My lady came to see me off, dressed in darkest black. Said, never fear, my darling dear, you know that I'll be back. She grabbed her kerchief as to wipe the sea soaked from her eye. Said, save your breath, you running fool, we both know 'tis a lie.
That song was Heave Ho on the Bowline by the Rum Fellows. That's from their 2009 debut album, Okey Maritime Music for the Landlocked Pirate. Now, when I was a Boy Scout, they taught me to say bowlin', but to each his own, I suppose. Welcome to the Observatory. I'm the castle's lookout. This is Danny Fought, and I have found some new-to-us music while I was at a very interesting event called Pirates on the Prairie. It's essentially a wintertime pirate festival in a theater. That's where I saw the Rumfellas for the first time, and I just couldn't help waylaying one of the band members for an interview, and here it is.
My name's Charlie Reeves.
Charlie Reeves, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So, yeah, we started back in 2006. Back then, we played this card game called Scallywags, and we thought it would really be nice to have some pirate music to listen to. I was like, you know what would be great? Just to start a pirate band, and started finding old sea shanties and old folk songs that we thought would fit what we wanted to do. Anyway, five of us played the first gig. And so it was pretty well received, and we decided, you know what? It was a show Weeds, and they were having this contest to for bands to record their theme song and do a humorous video. And so we thought, well, we could do that. We do a pirate video, and we send it into Showtime for this Weeds contest, and we get chosen as one of the finalists. And so they actually show parts of the video on Showtime the night that they announce it. We ended up not winning, but, you know, in the top three. And that's so cool. Got a little exposure. Yes.
I interviewed Tom Mason for Talk Like a Pirate Day, and he said, if you're going to go to a pirate festival, go to a large body of water.
Yes.
Well, we're at Pirates on the Prairie, and you're from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yes.
What's that like in Oklahoma, being a pirate?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's kind of become part of our identity, is we don't always just play sea songs. You know, we've heard some tonight. We play old American folk songs that we just think fit and stylistically fit. And, you know, we look at outlaws. We sometimes we play Jesse James. We look at those guys as pirates that were around these parts, you know. So, yeah, the name of our CD you'll see is called Okie Maritime Music for the Landlocked Pirate.
Nice.
So we thought this is the theme site. There are people in a landlocked state that love this. So we might as well be the band for them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for helping the listeners of the Renaissance Festival podcast learn about the Rumfellas.
Yes.
If you were to recommend one of your songs off of your album to hear on the podcast, which one would it be?
Man, I'll tell you, I love, and something about the recording and the way the instruments came in and stuff, My Son John is probably my favorite recording on that album.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Safe.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You can find the Rumfellas on Facebook. If you go there and search for Rumfellas, Rumfellows. And now coming up, their request, My Son John, also from their album, Okie Maritime Music.
My son John was tall and slim, and he had a leg for every limb. But now he's got no legs at all, for he run a race with a cannonball. Timmy Roo-dum-dar, ra-fiddle-dar, whack-fiddle-riddle, Timmy Roo-dum-dar. Now were you deaf or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it sailing on the sea, lost your two? Timmy Roo-dum-dar. Timmy Roodumdar, Rob Fiddledar, Whack Fiddle-Riddle, Timmy Roodumdar. Timmy Roodumdar, Rob Fiddledar, Whack Fiddle-Riddle, Timmy Roodumdar.
Greetings, dear friends, from your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, and today's Renaissance Etiquette Minute, Lesson 17, How to Address Her Majesty the Queen. One cannot be cavalier when meeting Her Majesty like any old buffoon. Rather, one must be suave, and dare I say, a bit sexy, like this.
Hello, Queenie. You look sexy. Woof! Ha-ha!
However, acting in such a way may get your head promptly chopped off.
Off with his head!
Rather instead, greet Her Majesty with a line from yours truly, like this.
Your Majesty, a fair vestal enthroned in the West.
Oh! That was today's Renaissance Etiquette Minute, Lesson 17, with your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare. Please do follow me on Twitter at Shakes Approves. Back to you in the studio.
Shakespeare! Are you playing with your dolls again? No.
They're not dolls. They're not dolls. They're puppets. Dare I say action figures?
Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Well, I'm on my way down to the quay. The ship at anchor lays.
Ahoy!
To command a gang of navies there that I was told to engage. I stopped in for to drink a while before I go away. For to take a trip on an immigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Well, the boss came up this morning and he said, now Pat, you know, if you don't get those navies out, I'm afraid you'll have to go. So I asked him for me wages and demanded all me pay. And I told him straight, I'm gonna immigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. With a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. But when I reach Australia, I'll go and search for gold. There's plenty there for a digging, or so I have been told. Or else I'll go back to me trade, and 100 bricks I lay. Because I live for an 8-hour shift up on the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back for the shores of Botany Bay. Or to take poor Pat with the shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
That
that was Botany Bay by Captain Blackjack Murphy from his album Pogue Mahoney Means Kiss My Arse. Coming to you from the moat of the castle, this is Searching for a Port. As always, this is Captain Jack Gonzo of the internationally infamous radio show ScoundrelsIn.com, where every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central, we are a live radio show with nothing but the finest pirate music the world's scallywags have to offer. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/scoundrelsin. Now then, the latest scuttlebutt. And tonight, we have to start with some sad news. Captain Liam, the owner of Pirate's Cove, has passed away unexpectedly. He taught many of us to trust a pirate, and the crews of both Texas and Georgia will miss him greatly. At this time, we'll ring 10 bells in his memory. Thank you. And now, from their album, Come and Be a Pirate, here are the Crimson Pirates with Rowdy Soul.
To see, is it to gain money? Is it to gain fame? Is it to find out what's beyond the far horizon? No, my friends, we have the answer. Usually, it's to get away from something or someone back home. Ready?
Men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Well, it's great to be on a ship with men sailing out to sea. We don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men. Because men can sweat and men can stink, and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drains with hair. Oh,
and clog the drains with hair. Oh,
men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley. There's Mitch and Dave and Jim and Bob and one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally.
Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. No need to close the lid, my boys. There's no one here but men. We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses.
Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw the doilies overboard. There's no one here but men.
Man, Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be married in Dundee. Her father met her at the gate. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Her father met her at the gate. Oh, I love her dearly. Her father met her at the gate. Will you this English man forsake? Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be married in Dundee. I will not this man forsake. Hey, my love, oh, my love. I will not this man forsake. Oh, I love her dearly. I will not this man forsake. Though you burn me at the stake, Bonnie Susie Cleven, to be married in Dundee. Can I find man or boy? Hey, my love, oh, my love. Where can I find man or boy? Oh, I love her dearly. Where can I find man or boy to carry these tidings to my joy? Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be buried in Dundee. Here am I, a fine young man. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Here am I, a fine young man. Oh, I love her dearly. Here am I, a fine young man. I'll carry your tidings to England. Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be buried in Dundee. Take to him this sheath and knife. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Take to him this sheath and knife. Oh, I love her dearly. Take to him his sheath and knife. Tell him to find another wife. Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be buried in Dundee. Take to him this gay gold ring. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Take to him this gay gold ring. Oh, I love her dearly. Take to him this gay gold ring. Tell him I'm going to my burning. Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be buried in Dundee. Father dragged her to the stake. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Her father dragged her to the stake. Oh, I love her dearly. Her father dragged her to the stake. Her brothers there a fire didn't make. Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be buried in Dundee. ¶¶ Irishman rode down the lane. Hey, my love, oh, my love. Her Englishman rode down the lane. Oh, I love her dearly. Her Englishman rode down the lane. Pulled her body from the flame. Crime Bonnie Susie Cleland was to marry unto me. And Bonnie Susie Cleland, she was buried in Dundee.
That last song was Bonnie Susie Cleland by Tullamore from Wild and Wicked Youth. Who is Fugly interviewing next?
Fugly is with the, who are you with, Fugly?
I have before me the unpronounceable Irish band. I'd like them to introduce themselves.
I'm Angela Cannon.
I'm Bruce Cannon, sometimes known as Bruce the Bruce.
And I'm Amber Cannon.
What made you decide to do this in the first place?
The medieval fair needed dance music for the royal court. The director, Anne-Marie, asked us if we would ask Bruce if he could put something together. And so he snagged Amber and he snagged me under duress. And we had to come up with a name. And he came up with the name Bailiú Cail, which means a gathering of music in Irish Gaelic. They'd look at the sign. Nobody knew how to say it. Which is how we became the unpronounceable Irish band, because people would ask who we were and people would say it was unpronounceable.
Would you care to share your most embarrassing moment at a fair?
No.
We mess up all the time. If you are a new musician or a new performer, don't be afraid to mess up. Just, especially if you're a musician, if you mess up, just keep going. And, you know, give a smile, give a laugh, and just allow the audience to forget about it.
The show will go on.
Well, thank you for that candid interview. That was the unpronounceable Irish band. This has been Fugly at the Medieval Fair of Norman. But before I sign off, I would like to invite everyone listening to support live entertainment in your own community and beyond. Now, back to the castle.
Thanks, Fugly, for the interview with the unpronounceable Irish band. That was interesting.
We want to also thank our patrons that contribute monetarily to keep the show running. And Stephen Conroy is considered a friend of the podcast because he contributes at a higher level.
Yes, the patrons of the podcast get special benefits. We take all of the commercials out and replace them with more music. They also get the podcast 5 days earlier.
On this show, patrons got to hear Awakening to the Dream by Anini, Spencil Hill by Black Oak Shillelagh, The Folk Song by Fugly, and Buy Us a Drink, the fair version by Triskelion.
We also want to thank the Minions who volunteer to make this show happen. Monica, Liz, Nicole, Kimberly, Shoshana, Joe, Ken, Tony, Tom, Chuck, Jack, Stephen, Danny, Nathan, and Matt.
We want to give a special thanks to the Fugly Minion, who is out working the lanes. This show would not have happened without his hard work.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. All I've done for want of wit, to memory now I
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.